troops that really believed in this event as we believe in them. Triumph.
We'll be right back. with the Westwood One Satellite Network, and we are talking with Mike Levine of Triumph. How you doing?
Good, Dave. How are you?
Real good. Good. Listen, you just got off there. What'd you think?
That was great. You know, yeah, it's really hard to describe the feeling of playing to that many people, except that I guess awesome is a pretty good word.
Yeah, I've been using that myself, and it's an overused phrase, but it's the only thing you can
come. Like awesome.
Have you ever done anything like that? You played outdoor shows before.
Yeah, usually you play in a confined area in the stadium or something, you know, and you're dealing with that very close feeling, because even in a large stadium with 80,000 people or something, you feel the closeness of the audience. It was sort of weird because there's just so many people here today that, you know, you look out and it goes forever and you don't know whether, you know, the guy is, he's an ant back there.
Yeah.
You know, like it's really hard to say, yeah, I can see your face, and we're rocking and rolling together. It's just, it's so big that it goes beyond, it defies description.
Listen, when you get out there, a lot of bands I've talked to have said that one of the things with the size of the crowd is that you get that feedback usually in an enclosed arena. You know, you can get that immediate roar or reaction. And here it's so big, it seems to take a lot longer to get back to the band. Does that affect your playing at all?
Yeah, you know, you think about it and you go, geez, are we stiffing or what's going on? But it's you know, like you figure that the majority of the audience has been here probably since last night sometime. And they've done every drug and every bit of booze they can get their hands on. And as soon as someone beside them moves, they just sort of move with them, you know? Everybody's in the flow. But, you know, it's... whoever told you that, they're absolutely right. Like, there is a distance between the band and the audience, definitely, on a big event like this.
Yeah, also, I guess playing outdoors, you have a problem with, like, tuning equipment, with weather conditions. Do you have that? Did you have that problem at all?
Well, it was so hot here. You know, like, when we took the stage, it was 95 degrees outside. Now, there's lights on stage, plus the heat of movement, plus, you know, the energy you're creating. I've never been that wet in my life. Every pore in my body sweated. Every pore.
Don't tell us about all this, Mike, please.
Yeah. But it was orgasmic, man. Ooh, like, wow.
So the band was very excited to come to Southern California and play an event like this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we blew off our Long Beach shows in order to come here and play this show. And I'm not sorry that we did. You know, we're sitting here beside some alligators here in the pool. But... you know, I think next time we come to California, probably in the fall, we're going to play indoors, you know, with the production, and because we've got a very large production with a lot of effects.
Yeah, you weren't able to use all of your show here at this at all, were you?
No, well, yeah, you know, when you play daylight, it's, you know, there's not much point using a big lighting system and flash pots and lasers and all that stuff. They just don't work in daylight.
Yeah.
So.
So if you're going to be going on another tour in that part of that time of the year, would that indicate some forthcoming album?
Probably a live album is going to come in August.
Would any of this performance here be on it?
It's conceivable.
I've heard it is more than conceivable, Mike. But
maybe your information is better than mine.
Listen, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
David Perry reporting for the Westwood One Satellite Network.
Hey, you have a party out now!
for the Westwood One Satellite Network. I'm backstage, and we're sitting here talking to Herman Rarebo and Rudolf Schenker of the Scorpions. They've just come off after their set at the S Festival.
Hello, guys.
That was the most amazing show. And the audience, I've never seen so many people go so crazy.
For me, too. When I saw that everybody was thinking with us, was a fantastic feeling. Fantastic.
What did you feel like when they took the spotlights and showed what the crowd looked like?
They understand us. That was the answer. We was playing, and then they give the answer. That's for us, well, for the musicians, the best what you can get.
It's an international language. You could see it tonight, you know.
Yeah.
They're showing the crowd, we know they had a good time, we had a good time. The vibe came over. Everything was right, you know.
How many encores did you do?
Two.
It sounded like people just never stopped yelling, like they were trying to make you stay forever.
Yeah, we would have liked to stay forever.
Yeah, we would, but can we do it?
If you got the opportunity to play the US Festival again, would you do it?
Of course. The atmosphere here in California for a festival is the best I ever saw. Yeah, of course. It's I don't like to say here like this. We had many festivals in England or in Germany or in France, but the California people, for us, the best audience we ever had. Maybe next time the Texas people are better, but now, till now, this festival is for us the best festival, the greatest audience, and we had a nice, best feeling.
It's true. It's with the most people we ever played, you know? I don't know how many, where? Maybe 300,000, maybe 250, maybe 400, God knows.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this.
Nice conference.
Can I ask you if you feel when that many people are all, I mean, people are jumping up and down, screaming, dancing, climbing all over each other, does it get a little frightening almost to have that effect?
I think in our situation, when we have concerts and we have festivals, they have sometimes problems that maybe too many people fall back, kick behind, and then they can't have air, but it's all. You know, normally we don't have any fights or any other big problems, you know, and that's our music. Our music is positive, and that's important. Everybody is happy to listen to the music, and that's, well, can you explain it different?
Well, it's just what you give comes back. It's a very simple saying, you know, and if you give something positive, you get a positive vibe back. And tonight we had a great feeling, and we could feel everybody was, you know, all happy. Everybody was, it was just a good time.
I don't want to keep you any longer because I know you must be exhausted after that, but how do you also feel exhilarated?
Of course. Our blood is full with adrenaline, you know. After a gig like this, I would like to meet the person who's not excited after a show like this. Then he must be dead.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me the time.
Good night.
Thank you. Come here, Alex. Come here, come here, come here. Ladies and gentlemen, a man who needs no introduction, Alex Van Halen! Is everybody feeling all right? Happy trails to you. Keep smiling on the road. I'll tell you what. Let's go across the freeway and get a drink. What do you say? Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and make clouds shiny.
Quick questions we can grab you with. Talking with David Lee Roth. Are you ready for this?
I feel good. Na, 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 na. I know that I would not. Yeah.
I guess that answers the question.
Hippity bip bop bip bop bip bop 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 bop. Down in Glen Helen Regional Park, baby. Van Halen in Glen Helen. That's right. Makes sense to me, see? Talking full moon, a sea of faces, oceans of beer. Have no fear. Heard you miss me, I'm back. Diamond is here.
So that's what you think about the S-Bank.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you what I think. I think 10% slower since I showed up around this gig.
We talked to Eddie last night. We were and talking to him about the, you know, the Clash interview. Did he tell you about that, the stuff that went down there?
Oh, man, you know Eddie's full of nonsense, man. I wouldn't believe a word that he said, even if he told me, man, much less you. I've known the stud for 9 years.
And you're still calling him a stud?
Oh, man. Valerie's looking tired on TV these days, huh? Yeah,
baby. Listen, you're going to do anything really, really, really special tonight?
Yeah, we're going to do something special. I'm getting the tailor lady get down on my ankles, suck the air out of my cuffs, man, and we'll seal them up. That way you see what you're getting for your 20 smacks, baby. I'm talking serious. I'm level above board constitutional jive, man. I'm saying, you want to know what you're getting? Here it is on a silver platter, man. But it's undulating.
Well, this is what happens when you ask David Lee Roth a question and expect an answer that doesn't rhyme.
Oh, man.
No, it's going to be good to see you out there tonight. If I tell you, we've talked to a lot of bands.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I want to stand up for rock and roll tonight. In fact, I'll be lucky to just stand up by the time we go on stage.
You got quite a party bag. You're several hundred people.
Sonny! My man, we got all kinds of friends here. We got people from Paris. We got people from Brazil. We got people from Los Angeles. We got people from the East Coast, the West Coast, the Nomos, the Down Coast, man, back East, up West, down South, man. I'm talking serious jive. Man, and fluently.
Thank you, David.
I'm not through. Shut up. Hey, man. I'm going to tell you right now, baby, don't take life so seriously. No one gets out alive. And just remember, when you play the game of life, you play it for all you're worth. It's a full contact sport. Make no doubts about it. You play it for all it's worth, but it's not whether you win or lose. It's how good you looked, honey.
Thank you. Can I stop now? Thank you, David,
right,
very
man.
Much.
Sure. Carquette, are we going to see you later on, man?
Yeah, baby, you'll see.
Thanks for tuning in. You have been listening to Happy Hour live on Quack House Radio. Happy Hour is broadcast every Saturday evening from 8 o'clock p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. So come on back next week and check us out when we have another fine program in store for you. So until then, we will return you to the regularly scheduled program on Quack House Radio, already in progress.